And we're live. It's Thursday, September 6th. I just had to double check. I haven't done an episode in a couple days. I think the last one was on the 30th of August, and it's 6th. So 7 plus days. I've just been busy doing other projects, trying to book people. A little bit of news. Going into the weekend, we're going to have a guy that I started with. He's straight killer, straight animal on the mat. Skinny as a motherfucker, but short too. He's got, I think it's like 5'9 or 5'8. I'm not mistaken, he's purple belt. Two or three ranks. We would have been in the same ranking if I wouldn't stopped like I constantly do, but he's straight legit, always on there. He's always going in, he's always doing things, he's always rolling, he's always on it, he's always fucking going, whether he's fucking sick or not. He's always going. And sick, I mean, not coughing and shit, because you can't do that, obviously. But I mean hurt more, injure. He goes and does like slow and rolls, or you know, just repetition, same of things, but without going full on 100% straight into kill mode. He's a pretty interesting cat, man. He does jiu-jitsu around his schedule, not other way around. What you do, you work and you do life, and jiu-jitsu has to fall into your schedule. No, he does, his life is jiu-jitsu, and he does it purely out of love. He doesn't he hardly competes. Funny story, the first time that I competed, I think it was his first time as well, and there's brackets of weights. I think he was a light heavyweight, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was 150 or something like that. He couldn't compete. He was over a pound or so. And then they let him compete. He was like, well, can I shave that 1 pound and shit, go run, do something? And they were like, no, you know, we're going to start in 10 minutes, so you're fucked. So he spent, because you pay to compete, and he registered late. This is for the North America Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Federation. It was in Cerritos College, I think, at Carson City. I forgot the name of the fucking college, but it was over there, close to the Staples Center. And he couldn't compete. He got disqualified because he was overweight for a fucking pound. That was stupid, you know, whatever. But besides that, you know, he's I forgot what the fuck I was trying to point. Oh yeah, he hardly compete. He does compete, and he does do well, obviously. That's why he keeps going on ranks. He keeps going up, and he's in the mat, and now he's become he teaches Saturday mornings, afternoons, like for beginners, no-gi. I gotta say, he's like 150, man. He's pretty skinny. I'm a walk around 220. I mean, not 220, 210, 215. And when I have to go down, I have to go down for competition. But other than that, I'm like 210, 215. But you know, this motherfucker, he's, you know, 155, 160. I'd be surprised if he's 170. And I wouldn't be shocked if he's 145, but I'm trying to say he's skinny. And when one of the longest periods that I've gone without doing jiu-jitsu, it was like almost 8 months. I went back and I was training again, and I was, you know, it was like a muscle memory. You know, a couple of days on the mat, and you remember how to do the basic stuff, and then from there on, you remember doing all the other stuff. And you know, I rolled with him a couple of times, and I got smashed. You know, I knew that he was on a whole different level, and that's because he didn't stop, and I did. You know, those 8 months, it's a long time. 2 or 3 weeks is a very, you know, a very significant time. Imagine 8 months. That's a very long time. But yeah, you know, he slithers. He fucking, you know, he doesn't. Oh man, I can't explain it. But yeah, I'm excited. You'll be in. He's gonna be in. We're gonna have him on Sunday, and I'm gonna have him on the podcast, and I might release it that day, or probably wait till Monday or Tuesday. But it's gonna be interesting. We're gonna talk about how he got started, why he got started, what keeps him going, competitions, the future for him and jiu-jitsu. He embraced the lifestyle of jiu-jitsu, so I'm pretty sure that's what's going to be his destiny from now on. But I would like to get his point of view of why and how and what keeps him driven to keep pushing and doing this crazy sport called jiu-jitsu. But yeah. And from this Sunday moving forward, I'm gonna try to have a couple episodes a week or a month, if I can talk about have guests coming in terms of MMA world, you know, and how and why and how they got started, and the gym owners how and why they got started, the benefits of them starting and what keeps them driven to keep doing it. It's not easy, man. Sometimes you don't make money, and then you know, you gotta sleep in the fucking gym, and that's your home, because you can't pay rent anywhere else, because, you know, rent especially in Southern California ain't cheap, and having a fucking gym ain't easy, you know. So you gotta have a number of people that are willing to pay, you know, $180, $150, $160 a month, and then and for you to have that coming in, and then still try to pay if you have an employees, and try to keep the lights on, and if, you know, you have a mortgage, or you have a house, you know, car payment, and you have a family, it's not easy. So, you know, that's, you know, I'm gonna have gym owners too, and just continue with some interesting people coming in, and have this, you know, become big. So stay tuned to that. UFC 228, man, is Saturday. I have some plans already for Saturday, so I'm not be able to sit and watch it, but if it's possible, I will. But to see, you know, the car is gonna be interesting with the main event, you know, Till and Woodley. That's what's calling me, man. Other than that, you know, the coin man with Francesco, it's gonna be interesting. I think she's gonna take it. Till's gonna take that win as well. That's it's gonna be an interesting car. You know, I'm pretty high on Till, crazy motherfucker. So we'll see what's going on. We'll see if it wins. I feel like he is going to, but, you know, Woodley ain't no punk either, so he can handle with the best. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Other than that, man, I'm pumped for this Sunday. I'm pumped for a good conversation and you know, and see and having a different point of view of how he got started. You know, I give mine. I would like to hear his and what keeps him motivated and keep going back. You know, he has suffered injuries as well, like anybody. So that's going to be interesting to see how he copes with that as well. But other than that, man, I'm excited. Hope you guys can tune in, and when I release the episode, either that day of, or, you know, Monday or Tuesday. So hope you guys can enjoy. And, you know, shoot me a message on through the app, or, you know, go to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Motivation on Instagram and email me. The email's in the link. Send me a DM. It's gonna be quite a story, man. I know that it will. Hope you guys can, you know, listen to and give you guys advice and points of view. And we're out.